The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 16th chapter, text number 1 through 3, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 29th, 1975, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
The Blessed Lord said, fearfulness, purification of one's existence, cultivation of spiritual knowledge, charity, self-control, performance of sacrifice, study of the Vedas, austerity and simplicity, non-violence, truthfulness, freedom from anger, renunciation, tranquility, aversion to fault-finding, compassion, and freedom from covetousness, gentleness, modesty, and steady determination, vigor, forgiveness, fortitude, cleanliness, freedom from envy, and the passion for honor, these transcendental qualities, O son of Bharata, belong to godly men endowed with divine nature.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Abhayam Satta Samsuddhi, Jnana Yoga Bhavasthiti, Dhanam Namascha Jagnascha Shraddhaya Stapajabam Ahinsa Satam Akrodha Stagha Shanti Rapishanam Daya Bhuteshu Alaluptam Ardamam Hi Achapanam Tejachamadhiti Shocham Adroho Natimanita Bhavanti Sampadam Daibim Abhijatas Sabharat. The first thing is that Bhagavan Uvacha, these things require for purification. Satta Samsuddhi, the human life is meant for Satta. Satta, Satta means existence. We are existing. I am existing, you are existing. But we are sometimes appear to be not existing. That is called death. We, every living entity, we are eternal. That is stated in the second chapter that aja nitya Aja nitya shasat na hannate hannamane sarire. These things required to understand that I am a living being, not only I am, everyone. We are eternal, nitya, shasat. There are so many universities all over the world and so-called scientists and whatever, but they do not know that we are eternal. You see their knowledge, advancement of knowledge. Eternal, aja. There is no birth. Na hannate hannamane sarire. After this destruction of this body, I am not finished. I still exist. What is the destruction of this body? That means it is a machine. It is called machine. Jantra Rudhani Maya. It is a machine given to me. Just like you take a car, that's a machine. Now somewhere or other, if the car stops not working, does it mean that you are finished? No. I can take another car. This is knowledge. But this knowledge is lacking. People are being educated, but they're all rascals, because they have no the simple knowledge that ajo sasatayam, I am ajo. How it is ajo? Proof. Yes, there is proof. How I am eternal? If somebody asks, How I am, don't move this body. How I am eternal? There is proof. And who is giving the proof? Krishna, Bhagavan Uvacha, the highest authority. Not ordinary person or any living being. Krishna. Krishna su Bhagavan Sayam. Krishna means the Supreme Personality of God. He is saying, he is giving the proof. What is that proof? Dehi nasmin yatha dehi kaumaro jo manamajara tatha dehantara prapti dhirastattalamayati. Dehina, I am dehi. This is body is deha, body. But I am not this body. You think of it. If you take this finger, you study, am I this finger? No, the conclusion will come, it is my finger, not I finger. Simple little knowledge required. How? Now Krishna gives this example that dehina asmin dehe jatha dehina kaumara jovanang jara. He has explained in different ways. The beginning is this, that this body is changing. You had a small body, baby's body. Where is that body? If I say, where is that body? What do you answer? But you know that I had a small body. I know, everyone will know. But where is that body? The body is not existing. I was also a young man like you, and now I am an old man. Old man means my body is different. Old body. Your body is different. So, Krishna giving this very nice example, as the baby is changed into a boy is changed into a youth is changed into a young, old man. So this changing is going on. But I or you, we know that I have such body. I have several times spoken to you that in my, when I was about 6 months old, I remember I was lying down on my eldest sister's lap and she was knitting. I still remember it very vividly. So many things I remember. But where is that body? Lying down on the lap of mother or sister, you cannot say, either you say it has grown or not grown, according to medical science, it is not grown, it is changed. The body is changing. Just like in a film, spool, you'll find so many bodies. One hand is like this, one hand is like this, one hand is like this. And when they are taken together, it moves like this. This is the field. Field means there are different bodies in different positions. And when they are taken at once, it likes that it moves. The picture is not moving. Similarly, we are changing as a different body, but it is taking place so quickly and so imperceptibly by Krishna's energy. The machine is so nice that we are thinking that it is growing. It is not growing. All different bodies, all different. Every moment, every second, that is the scientific. The blood corpuscles are changing and the body is different. So this is the preliminary knowledge of advancing in spiritual knowledge. You do not know what is spirit and what is the spiritual knowledge. This is spirit. That spirit is there, asmindehe, in this body. There is the spirit soul, and the spirit soul is permanent. The spirit soul is permanent and it is expressing in different way according to the change of body. Just like this child is now just like ordinary animal. But this body, when he will change, he will express in a different way. He will express in a different way. Similarly, if you get the cat's body, you will express in a different way. If you get a dog's body, you will express in a different way. If you get the body of a tree that you cannot express, you will have to stand simply. You have to suffer. You cannot protest. Somebody is taking your food, cutting your branch, but you cannot protest. So, this is going on perpetually. Not perpetually, at least, for many, many millions of years. For many, many millions of years. But we are, because we are fool, especially in this age of Kali Yuga, we do not understand it. Therefore, it is said, satta saṁsuddhi, you require to be cured of your this disease, ignorance. That is because just like when you become infected with some disease, you go to a physician and he gives you some injection or some medicine so that you may be cured of the extra fever or extra pain due to your disease. Similarly, those who are advanced in knowledge, their satta existence is cured. That we require. Or everyone requires to be cured of this disease of ignorance. Ignorance. Disease of ignorance means I am this body. I am this body. I am not this body. So, therefore it is said, avayam satta saṁsuddhi, satta saṁsuddhi, and jñāna. This satta saṁsuddhi, this purification of my existence is possible. It is simply jnana. Jnana means knowledge. Because I am in ignorance, therefore I am thinking I am this body. So it requires a little jnana, knowledge. Then we will understand that I am not this body, I am different from this body. And because I am in ignorance, therefore, I am thinking I am this body, I am this white body, I am this black body, I am this American body, I am this Indian body, I am this cat's body, I am dog's body. So many different consciousness. On account of this basic principle is this ignorance. Ignorance. So that we have to cure. That is the special advantage of human life. The dogs, the cats, they cannot be cured. They cannot be given the knowledge. Because you are human being, you are together here to get this knowledge. The cats and dogs, they cannot come. They cannot take this knowledge. So, we have got the advantage of getting this knowledge in this life. And again, if we go back to the cats and dogs knowledge, then what is the benefit of getting this body? So this civilization, this dog civilization, is so spread all over the world that it is very, very difficult to cure it. We are making little attempt, but the ignorance is so deep, the disease is so acute, it is very, very difficult. But actually the disease is there. And avayam means fearlessness. So long we are in this body, material body, there are four principles out of which one is bhayam, fearfulness. What will happen? What will happen? Because I am eternal, nahannati sarim, but my body is to be annihilated. But because this is the psychology, because I am eternal, I do not want my body be annihilated. But it will be. Therefore I am always fearful. When it will be annihilated? When it will be annihilated? Is the time come? Is the time come? This is called bhayam. Bhayam dityavinivishatasyat. Because I am identifying with this body, therefore there is fearfulness. And if by knowledge I can understand that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi, and if you are actually convinced, then there is no fearfulness. In the Western country, there is only one philosopher, Socrates. He was condemned to death because he was speaking that I am soul, I am eternal. That was his fault. So the judges inquired, Mr. Socrates, now you are going to die. So what kind of grave you want? So Socrates replied, first of all, capture me, then you put me into the grave. That is the fact. You rascal, you are talking of my this body. The body is already material. You put it in the grave or in the hell, it doesn't matter. But I am eternal. You cannot capture me. So this is knowledge. This is abhayam. He was going to be hanged or killed. He's fearless. But what is this nonsense? He will kill my body, that's all. See, it requires very firm knowledge. Nānate hannamāne sarīre. That is possible. That is possible by jñāna. You know, Prahlāda Mahārāja, his father, demon father, Hiranyakaśipu, was chastising him in so many ways. And he was not afraid at all, fearless, because he has convinced that I am not this body. I am different from body. Nahannate hannamāne sarīre. I will not die. It is simply knowledge, firm knowledge. And as soon as you come to that position, that I am not this body, then automatically you become avayam, no fear. Everyone is afraid of being killed. That is the most fearful position. But if you are convinced that I am not killed, I exist, that does not mean I shall be voluntarily prepared to be killed. No, that is not the idea. My idea is that if we are jnanam vairagyam, these two things required in human life. Jnanam vairagyam. Jnanam means I am not this body. This is jnana. And vairagya means renunciation. See, if I am not this body, then what I have got to do with this material world? This material world is important because I am identifying myself with this material body. That body is important. Where I shall sit, where shall I eat, where shall I sleep, how shall I be protected, so many things. There are many instances, just like Dhruva Maharaj, a 5-year-old boy. He went to the jungle. He was sitting alone there. Avayam, avayam, no fearfulness. The more you become spiritually conscious, the highest stage of spiritual consciousness is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means I am Krishna's. That's all. Krishna says, mama ivamsa, all these living entities, they are my part and parcel. So you have to understand this relationship with Krishna, that you are Krishna's. And Krishna, what is Krishna? Bhagavan. Bhagavan. What is Bhagavan? Aishajyasya, samagrasya, bijyasya, jasasasriya, jnanavairagyasya, sarayiti, bhagangana. Everything is definition there. In our Vedic knowledge, there is no vague idea. rascals are you. All clear. What is Bhagavan? Immediately you get the enunciation, definition. This is Bhagavan. Not that so-called Bhagavan incarnation, this Baba, this Yogi. These are all nonsense. Bhagavan is different. God is different. God means definition. You take the definition, Vedic definition, Oishajasya, all wealth. Who can claim that I am wealthy, I possess of all the wealth of the universe? Who can say? Only Krishna can say. Nobody can say. You may be millionaire, you may be Rockefeller or this Tata or Birla. That is very insignificant position. But Tata, Rockefeller, they cannot say, no, I possess the whole wealth of the universe. That you cannot say. But Krishna can say. Therefore he is Bhagavan. Aishadjasa, samagrasa. Samagra means as much wealth there are. You may imagine. All the wealth belongs to Krishna. When he was present on this earth, he showed it. Aishadjasa samagra. As much as we can comprehend, he showed. 16,000 miles, 16,000 palaces. Who can show it? If we hear of 16, we become surprised. We keep one wife, and that is very difficult for us. We have to think over 100 times whether we shall accept a wife to maintain. You see? But Krishna had 16,000 wives. But not like us, having more than wife. One wife is crying, another wife is enjoying. No. He also expanded himself in 16,000 forms. Every wife is enjoying the husband. That is Bhagavan. That is Bhagavan. You try to understand Bhagavan. Aishadjasya samagrasya bijasya. And if you have got more than a wife, a few years after you become important. But Krishna, in each wife, he begot 10 children. I'll give you 10 children. 16,000 into 10. How much?
160,000.
Huh?
160,000.
Then they had 10 children again. This is Yadu family. This is family, Krishna's family. So many. One person. And that is called Bhagavan. Show something, Bhagavan. They simply cheap Bhagavan. And rascal present as cheap Bhagavan and rascal accept them as Bhagavan. This is not good. Try to find out the actual Bhagavan. That is Krishna. That is, he showed by practical example, he is accepted by great, great sages like Narad, Vyasadeva, Devala, Asit. That is also stated when Arjuna accepted him, that you are the Supreme Lord. So, you are the Supreme Lord how? Because people may say, I am your friend, therefore I am accepting. No. All the authorities say that you are the Supreme Lord. And I have understood by your personal explanation. And I accept it. Sarvamitamritangamanne, jadvadasiti. Whatever you have said, I accept you. Because you are Bhagavan. This is Bhagavan. So if you accept Bhagavan's word with firm conviction, then your life is perfect. Immediately you become perfect. There is no difficulty. Because I may be imperfect. But if I say that I have understood this is this glass, this spectacle, is spectacle. I've learned it from authority. That is a fact. I may be imperfect, but because I've learned from authorities that this is a spectacle, this is called spectacle, then this statement is correct. Similarly, We may be imperfect, it doesn't matter. But because we are accepting the words and statement of Krishna, then our knowledge is imperfect. Perfect. It is not imperfect. It does not suit very well. All right. So therefore Bhagavan was. We have to hear from Bhagavan, not from rascals. Then your knowledge is perfect. If you hear from rascals, then you become rascal. Don't hear from any rascal. Hear from Bhagavan and take it and accept it. Then gradually your existence will be purified. Just like if somebody comes, recently it so happened, there is a big Mayavadi sannyasi in India. His name is Akhandananda Swami, Parasiddha. Did you know? No. Anyone? Anyway, he is a Mayavadi sannyasi. So Achyutananda Swami went to sell some books in the camp. So his disciple requested him, why don't you ask some question from Swami? He said, what I have to ask from him? You are so convinced that what this rascal can say to me, I know. I have heard from Krishna. This is knowledge. So if you stick to Krishna and hear from him, you haven't got to hear from any rascal. Any rascal. Then you will waste time. Don't hear from any rascal. That is, therefore we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. As it is. Without any change. Krishna says, manmana bhava mad bhakta madjaji mang namaskuru. Just become my devotee, always think of me. We are teaching the same thing. We have no difficulty. What we are requesting you? You think of Krishna, chant Hare Krishna. That's all. What is the difficulty? We don't say, you think of that, this of that, this demigod, that demigod. No, we don't say. What is the use of other demigod? We show all respect to everyone, even to the ant. But that does not mean that any demigod, any dam, any rascal should be worshipped as God. No. That is not possible. We can show respect even to the insignificant ant. That may be another. But we cannot accept anyone as God. That is not possible. That is knowledge. That is knowledge. Be convinced firmly, Krishnastu Bhagavan. Bhagavan means Krishna. Nobody else. Kamastastha hitagyana jajante anna devata. Anna devata accept as God. They are accepted by the rascals. Hitagyana. Those have lost their knowledge. They have lost their hitagyana. Hitagyana and nasta buddha. Those have lost their knowledge. So don't be lost of your knowledge. Stick to Krishna and accept his words as it is. And then you will be one day fearless, avayam, satta samsiddhi. Your existence will be purified, spiritual existence. Purified existence is spiritual existence. We are spiritual. We are not this material. Just now I am not this sat. You are not this sat. You are within this sat. Similarly, asmin dehe, dehi nasmi, yathadi. Dehinasmin jathadehi. We are within this earth. This is the first knowledge. That I am not this body. Why I shall be puffed up with this body? This is superfluous. I am spirit soul. I am part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore my only business is with Krishna. Just like your hand, part and parcel of your body. Its only business is with this body. I am taking care of this body, I am taking care of this hand, this leg, this head, because there is intimate relationship with this body and with this head. I am not, suppose if you are in danger, your head is in danger, I am not going to protect. But when my head is in danger, I prepare to give life. Similarly, we are part and parcel of Krishna. And Krishna is all-powerful. He says, I'll give you protection. And he acts just like, I'm giving protection to my hands and legs. So what about Krishna? Krishna also prepared. But if you deny his protection, that is a different thing. But if you are prepared to take his protection, ahankara sarva pāpa, then you should immediately attain avayam, no more fear. Rākhe Krishna māre ke, māre Krishna rākhe ke. If Krishna wants to kill you, who can save you? Nobody can save you. And if Krishna wants to protect you, who can kill you? This is philosophy, avayam. So if you want to be fearless, if you want to sanctify your existence, take to Krishna consciousness, don't be deviated. Thank you very much.